Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We do get texts from people from time to time about Jim Crane's spending. And when they trade Kyle Tucker, the Astros, and when they let Alex Bregman walk, I think there's people under the misconception that the Astros are cheap. They're not going to spend. You need to spend. They spend. It's just in the last couple of years, they've made some poor decisions. And quite frankly, the market for Alex Bregman got to be $40 million a year with the Red Sox specifically there. And Kyle Tucker wants a 10-year deal, and Jim Crane doesn't swim in that pool and whatever. The Athletic has a very interesting article, Seth, that puts the Major League Baseball teams into basically four groups using a graph. And I know this is an audio format and we can't show the graph to people, but just to simplify this, the vertical axis is how much winning you've done in the last four seasons. The horizontal axis is how much you've been spending on average the last four seasons. Thus, to help with the visual here, you can imagine the Dodgers are the green dot that is way out in the upper right quadrant of this thing. They spend a ton, they win a ton. And there is the graph is kind of grouped into four clusters of teams that you can sort of categorize. And the ones that are in the right quadrant, the upper right quadrant, the ones that spend, relatively speaking, a lot of money and win, relatively speaking, a lot of baseball games, there's only seven teams in that little cluster right there. And the Astros are one of them. The Astros have been doing a lot of winning the last 4 years. This doesn't include the 5 years before that when they were going to the World Series and won a World Series. Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, you could have predicted those. Phillies, Braves, Padres, Astros are the seven teams.
Right. So those are, and it's interesting that there's this big clump of teams that, hey, lo and behold, the teams that have spent the most money have also been the most competitive. No huge surprise there, given the way that baseball works.
Yeah.
But of those first three teams, the Dodgers, the Mets, and the Yankees, their revenue is so much more than every other market and every other team, or just about every other team, that it's like you're not fighting in that same weight class. Mm-mm. I think the thing that really sticks out is, okay, of the successful teams that are in more normal-sized markets or more have normal TV deals, Houston's right there in the thick of how much those teams are spending.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Crane has made himself uncomfortable in a good way with, like, he's stretched and pushed the boundaries to try to put a competitive team out there compared to just where his revenue is and other teams that same size.
I look at this. There's the powerhouses in the upper right quadrant. There's a group off to the left that have been winning at a decent level but spend in the bottom half of the league. Teams like Milwaukee, Seattle, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Cleveland, all teams that have made the playoffs recently, but they spend way less than even the Astros do. The Astros spend the least out of all those powerhouse teams. The thing as an Astros fan that I guess I'm most concerned about when I look at this visually, there's this clump of teams that spend a decent amount, a lot of them, but they don't do a whole lot of winning. Like half of them are barely above 500, half of them are barely below 500. Just to contextualize, teams like Toronto and Boston and the Cubs and the Giants and the Cardinals, the Rangers, like they all spend kind of near what the Astros do. They just haven't won as much. as the Astros have over these last four seasons. My concern is, okay, how close are we getting here to being at the high spending end of what they call the middle class here, the reluctant middle class? Like, because the Astros are spending about the same over the last 4 years as Boston and Toronto and the Rangers, slightly more than teams like the Cubs and the Giants. They've just been winning more. But how dangerously close are we to spending that amount but slipping back into this, you know, closer to 500 group right now?
I don't know. I think that I don't think there's another reset year in the Astros' future. I do think that if you didn't have all this dead money laying around on all of these various players who are no longer on the team or no longer healthy, Crane's got it in him for the big push when he sees fit. So I think if they do get into that middle area, I think it's relatively short-lived until they feel like they can make some aggressive moves.
It's a good point on the money, because they're going to get money freed up next year. There's going to be no Jose Abreu on the payroll next year. Presumably, you know, hopefully Lance McCullers is back to actually pitching a workload that's worth the $17 million they're going to be paying him. And the one saving grace, Seth, real quick, about the injuries this year so far, Wisniewski and Blanco, one is going to Tommy John, the other one appears to be headed in that direction possibly. They're still very cheap players. You're not paying either of them $15 or $20 million a year to rehab a Tommy John surgery, you know?
The fun thing about this one graph is that there's four main groups: the powerhouses, the middle, the basement, and the overachievers.
Yeah.
And then off on their own little island, like they're Hawaii or something, angels.
They're like Hawaii.
The angels who have spent a pretty respectable chunk of money and have nothing to show for it.
They are Hawaii.
That's their category, the angels.
They're just the angels. They're the outlier. Over the last 4 years, they've spent less than the Astros, according to this chart, over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
But they're still over $200 million in payroll, and their winning percentage is somewhere, it's about 425, somewhere, you know, just visually, that's where it appears to be on this graph. Yeah, they're their own thing, man.
Spend a lot of money and not do anything with it.
Mike, they had Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani on the roster at the same time. They couldn't help the injuries with Trout. That's not their fault. But think about when they signed Ohtani, what the thought was. Can you imagine if you had the Mike Trout from his first 10 years on the same team as Shohei Ohtani of the last 3 or 4 years on the same team? Like full season, you know, like full.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
They've won a hypothetical three-peat World Series.
It would be worth going to the ballpark. Like right now, it's not worth buying a ticket to go see the Angels, you know, but that is the funniest part of this graph for sure. But we bring this up just to say, hey, man, like, Jim Crane spends. You know, like, he's in that upper echelon of spending.
Does he have Hall of Excellence money? Would he be able to afford admission into Tom Brady and Jim Gray's new Hall of Excellence Hotel Fontainebleau?
Does he get into – he may not get in there, but he for sure would be in the Payne and Pendergast Wax Museum Hall of Excellence, and it'd be a wax museum robot of Crane just sweeping money off his fingers like that and giving a big middle finger to everybody. Making it rain, yep. If you missed it, previous segment, Seth and I were talking, Tom Brady and Jim Gray are starting a Hall of Excellence museum in Vegas, so we asked you guys what would be in the Hall of Excellence for a Houston Hall of Excellence. Paul Wall's first grill. That's true. We got to cross over, because Brady and Gray, if we're going to compete with them, Seth, we got to cross over into pop culture, too. It can't just be sports.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's okay. So if we go all of you, then you got to bring in, you know, you got a wax styrofoam cup at some point. You got
Apollo 13 stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know, big old space shuttle in your Hall of Excellence. Can you fit that in the Hotel Fontainebleau? Sorry, Vegas. You're not big enough.
Where will ours be? Are we putting it in the Post Oak Hotel? Over there,
we're gonna put it in the Texans' new headquarters.
Oh, they may roam. It's a great idea.
I want a life size replica of Judge Hofheinz's apartment in the Astrodome.
Yes,
I want to know what that swinging 70s bachelor pad. Well, it wasn't a bachelor pad, but it was a swinging pad nonetheless.
The decor, the shit. What happened on that shag carpet?
I bet it was this.
That carpet
cheesiest decor. I bet bright orange shag carpet.
Carpet was nasty. I bet, man. Oh yeah. Only not anything with Judge Hofheinz, because every shag carpet in the 70s was nasty. Everybody's was.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A wax museum structure of Andre Johnson swinging on Courtland Finnegan.
Yeah, yes, that would be good, too.
That would be a great one. That would be a great... let's see here. Andre Johnson beating some ass. Oh, Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction at the
Nipplegate.
Houston,
right.
Super Bowl. That happened here. Yeah, that happened here. Someone says, Sean, have you gone to the Gangster Museum in Vegas? I'm huge into that underworld stuff and want to go to that. That's from Axe. I have. It's awesome.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm glad he brought that up because I was saying, like, hey, what are you going to make money with the museum? And then lo and behold, that Gangster Museum's been in Vegas.
It's really good.
Now, is that at a really expensive spot the way the Hotel Fontainebleau is?
No, it's its own structure near downtown. Yeah. It's not even on the Strip. So yeah, it's downtown, and they actually... they've got, I think it's actually built around an old courtroom. So it was the courtroom where they actually had some of the hearings back in the day.
Oh,
about
really?
The mob activity. Yeah, yeah. If you go to Vegas and you're into that, if you're into the gangster stuff, go to the Mob Museum. It's excellent. It's really, really good. David Robinson's jock from when Hakeem took it from him after Robinson got the MVP trophy back in the 1995 Western Conference Finals.
Yes.
He didn't literally take his jock. He just, you know, made David Robinson put a metaphorical jock on the floor with all his ball fakes. Any Earl Campbell ripped up game jersey goes
in
that Hall
of Excellence?
Oh, that
would be a cool wax figure.
Yeah.
Him running away from his tearaway jersey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone said they need Lou Holtz to do the audio for the Hall of Excellence in Vegas. Hey, listen, let me tell you something right now. When Charles Barkley was wearing this jersey, I fell for that Angola guy right now. Charles Barkley's about a love, a trust, and a commitment, but you don't piss him off if you're a skinny Angolan. You're going to get it upside your head.
I was thinking about the tearaway jersey as far as rule changes go. When it feels this year, it would have felt like they were specifically punishing the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
More so than anything else. The tearaway jersey... and that being, I think that was league wide. It felt like Earl Campbell just had more highlight moments of it because he was so capable of outrunning the strength of his fabric.
Yes.
And so there were more highlights with him, but I doubt they banned that in 1979.
Yeah.
Which would have been right after Campbell came in and just took the league by storm.
Yeah. No, right? I mean, yeah, it's Earl Campbell was drafted in 1978. So yes, it was probably those Earl Campbell highlights. Like, all right, we can't use these anymore. Earl Campbell's running into the end zone with just shoulder pads on.
They banned it in 79. He had 1,697 yards in 1979. So yeah, it wasn't, he did better in his second year without the tearaway jersey.
There you go.
And then in 1980, he had his career high 1,934
such
yards.
Such a beast. Someone wants Charlie Casserly to be the voice of the Houston
Museum. Good, yes.
Here you go. See, here's Andre Johnson. See, he's punching the hell out of Courtland Finnegan. See, yep. Aroldis Chapman's face in the Houston Hall of Excellence. Yes, the home run, game six home run. Aroldis Chapman face.
That
we
little
that
smile.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, he just got me. He just got me, that little fella. All right, just keep sending them in. We'll read them throughout the 9 o'clock hour. It's a Friday. It's a getaway weekend. A Friday holiday weekend here on Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. All right, 9 o'clock Fridays, take a mania. The list of challengers this week, not as long as normal, but we got some good ones in here. The champ, Andrew Perloff, does he get knocked off his perch in Take-A-Mania, our weekly segment of the bad takes of the week? We'll do that. Coming up next.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.